When's the last time you wrote down your standards? Like your standards for life. I know you got some that you might not even need to think about because you're like, I will never smoke crack. That's a standard and that's cool and all. But you might have some standards that might need an update or a tweak because it's been a while since you addressed them. Let's talk about
Creator
it.
Podcast.
My name is Dion Williams, aka Dion Does, and I truly believe that we were all created in the image of the ultimate creator, and therefore it's in us all to create. And this show aims to help you and I both level up in this four-dimensional game of life so that we can go out and create for good, whether that's for ourselves, our family, the community around us, but all of this a part of a generational vision of a family of creators coming together to be the difference. Creator fam, what is going on? How is your mama? I hope you guys are blessed. Too blessed to be stressed. And I hope you guys are still enjoying the Creator Podcast. I know I am. Shout out to all you guys. Y'all, some of y'all hit me up every day, and I appreciate that. Every episode you watch, hit me up. Let me know what you got. Some people send me pictures of their notes. Sometimes people send me long, like, testimonials. I love all of that. Keep them coming. Also, keep up with the 5-star reviews on the iTunes, wherever you're listening to it at. If it allows you to rate it, a 5-star rating would be appreciated, and a written comment means the world to you, boy. Now, we're talking about standards today, and this one's going to catch some of you guys off guard. I know it is, because it catches me every time I readdress this. So what do I mean by that? What do I mean by a standard? So a standard is a set point, like a set level of quality. Right, that can't be, that must be hit. And a lot of us have standards. Some of us may have standards for the people we date. Some of the ladies like, y'all don't want no scrub. Scrub isn't gonna hit. I might have forgot some of the words, but you know what I'm talking about. Or you might be like, yo, fellas, like, yo, if I'm a beauty girl, she got to be bad. She got to look good. She got to be thick. She got to be this or that. And some of us have standards for a job. We might be like, yo, I am not working at a fast food place. Or I'm not, you know, I have a degree, so I'm not working for anything that pays under this amount. And depending on your situation, that could be good or bad, right? If you went to college and you have other opportunities, I guess it makes sense that you would want something that you went to school for or at a certain level. I get it. If you're broke, you probably don't have options. You need to do what you got to do. But I'm not here to even say that any of these standards are bad. Some could be, some can't. I think it's very important to understand where we're getting these standards, right? Because a lot of times we're trying to live up to standards that don't mean anything to us. Sometimes we get older and our parents are still trying to hold us to a certain standard. And it sucks, right? I've had to deal with students that are like, yo, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm grown now and I'm trying to move left and my parents trying to make me go right. As an adult, right? When you're under your parents' roof and you aren't an adult, I think it's all about honoring your mother and your father and being respectful and really taking their wishes serious. But there comes a point when you become a man or a woman and y'all might disagree. And you need to know what standards fit for you, but also what fits for you in this season. And that's where we get caught up. Some of us are realizing that our standards have expired or they need to be upgraded. There needs to be a 2.0. There needs to be a firmware update, right? You know, you get your phone, and then every now and then they send an update to it, right? It's not that it didn't work. It's not that it wasn't good. But now it's time to take things to a new standard. And often, a lot of us, we look around and we don't like the results we're getting in a certain area. And a simple fix for you would be to write out the standards that you currently have in that area. And here's some of the things that you're going to notice. If you are getting a lot of random results or it's a very, you're very discouraged, and sometimes things are up and then they're down, and you can't really get a handle of it, right? Can't really catch momentum. There's a good chance you have very few or even no standards in that area. You know how many people I know that are trying to build a business right now and have no standards? Like, they really, really, really want it to succeed. They really, really want to make money. And they might even have a really, really, really good business idea, but they just got hope. They might even have a solid plan, but there's no real standards on even executing on that. Right? I can share with you something from mine. I think I've talked about it before on a podcast with our content creation. I set a standard of like, yo, I want a video to go up every day. There's been a lot of days where that hasn't been convenient. You know, there's been a lot of days where that standard wasn't easy. It wasn't, it required a lot of sacrifice in the moment. But that was the standard. I knew where I wanted to be. And that standard is what carried me to where I'm at. Okay? I had a standard at one point, and these changed. This is no longer a standard. I've since pivoted with where I'm at now in my life. But at one point, I was not okay with not reading at least one book a week. And most weeks it was like two, sometimes even three, just depending on what kind of time I had. And so that was a standard of mine. And that was the level of quality I was going to hit with my education. Because leveling up my situation really was important to me. I didn't like the world I was seeing around me in terms of my environment that I had created. And I started to understand this mindset of a creator. And I'm like, okay, I started to actually take responsibility. I was like, yo, this life I'm living in, which was one of poverty, I was like, a lot of it's coming from ignorance. I just don't know how to do better. Like, when I finally got real with myself and I stopped complaining and acting like the world was unfair, I was like, yo, I don't really know that much about money. Like, I know I want it and I need it, but I don't really know much about it. I don't really know how to get it. Don't really know how to manage it. Don't know how to invest it. And so I was like, if I want to learn and I want to learn quick, I need to have that sort of standard, right? The standard needs to match the mission. Because the mission was to get as much knowledge in as possible so that I can open new doors and see the world differently and start to make better, more informed decisions. That was the standard. Okay. Now with everything else, like I don't necessarily need to learn at that kind of pace, right? Because I'm not starting from square one. And so they've been changed. And that's the kind of thing that catches me slipping a lot as I'll feel a little bit off, right, in a certain area. And then when I remember, like, yeah, let me write some of the standards out, because it's different when you actually go in and have to be intentional about writing them. I'll see, like, yo, I don't, first off, sometimes I don't even have anything written out. But then as I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, like, internally, I'm trying to hit a certain standard that isn't good enough anymore. I need to raise it or I need to adjust it. And so now that we've kind of set the principle and you understand the importance of standards, I'm going to drop a quote for you guys, and then we're going to move into the part of the podcast that we like to call putting some feet to it. Now, this is coming to us via Mr. Ray Kroc. I don't know why I rolled that R. Mr. Ray Kroc, who says, "The quality of a leader is reflected in the standards they set for themselves." Oh, my Lord, he's preaching. All right, we're not going to just leave this as a fire principle. We are going to put it in action, aka put some feet to it. The quality of a leader is reflected in the standards they set for themselves. Some of you guys want really big goals. Some of the ones where I'm like, whoa, okay, that's a big deal. If you, I need to look up the numbers for you guys. I don't want to lie, and I know I'll be close though. Essentially, 9 out of 10 businesses that start are not profitable. I believe it's in like the first 5 years. And so if you, I know for sure it's the first year. And then it's a super small percentage. Like, you want to have a successful business, you're not normal. You're not, like, trust me, I want to I'm not trying to kill your motivation. I'm not trying to discourage you. You got to know what you're doing. And even when you do, if you succeed, you're in the minority. And so that's a high standard. But if I look at your life and there's and they don't match that, well, there's no reason or no wonder you're not getting the results that you want. If you're getting passed up by the competition, there's a very good chance that your ceiling is their floor. There's a very good chance if you're getting passed up by the competition, your ceiling is their floor in terms of standards. The stuff that you're excited about, other people are like, ah, man, that's a bad day for them based off of their standards. So it's very, very simple. As we put some feet to it, I want you to take out your creator frame, which is your faith, relationships, energy, and economics, four different dimensions to this game that we call life. And I want you to scan across it. And the first thing I want you to do is what's jumping out to you? Is there anything, any kind of discomfort, any dis-ease? Is there any kind of turbulence, right, in a certain area, in a certain domain? And as you zoom into that and you're finding the pain point, what I want you to do is start listing some of the standards. So maybe you're like, yeah, my marriage is rough right now. What standards do you have? Are they good? Are they serving you? Do they match the level that you're trying to have your marriage at? If so, now you have a good base and a guideline. Are you hitting them? Right? As we're talking about putting some action to it, sometimes people have great standards, but they don't ever do it. And if you want to really send yourself in a downward spiral, get into a place where you don't even feel like you can believe yourself. When you put up a to-do list and you don't even believe you're going to get it done, that's a very, very bad place to be at. So after we set the standards, it's very simple. We just got to follow through. Now, I said that's simple. Sometimes it's harder, right? Sometimes it's hard to get a video up when you said you would, but you're sick and you don't really feel like doing it. That's not always easy, but it's simple. It's not rocket science. Get it done. There will be good days. There will be bad days. All right, I want you to make your mind up now. All right, and go across all the dimensions, your faith, relationships, energy, economics. Find those pain points. And if there are no pain points, just start to list some of your standards in that area, right? So if you go through your relationships, you can find standards for with you and your parents, standards for a romantic relationship or your friends, right? What type of standards for loyalty do you have to reaching out to them, hitting them up, checking on them? Like, not a lot of people do this kind of stuff. Set standards for your friendship, set standards for your health, right? And a very simple standard could change the game. Maybe you just say, yo, I'm not going to eat anymore unless I'm hungry. I'm done emotionally eating. When my brain tells me I need to go eat, I'm going to pause. I'm going to see, am I hungry? If I'm not hungry, I'm not eating. That's the standard. Some of you guys will lose 30 pounds just doing that. So you figure it out. You know better than me. What standards do you need to raise, adjust, tweak, or completely remove and replace? All right. Also, check out freecreatorcode.com. That is a standard for this creator mindset, this creator identity that you're trying to adopt. You need to have that creator code. And you can get it 100% free by going to freecreatorcode.com. That is the code that we live by here as a family, as a movement of creators. I love you guys. Make sure you guys stay safe. And I'm going to holler at you tomorrow.